With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico's children's advocates could understandably get discouraged with the state's consistently low rankings for children's well-being among the states. This year's Kids Count report puts us dead last when it comes to children's well-being. But the leader of New Mexico Voices for Children, James Jimenez, says he isn't daunted. In fact, he's looking forward to better news ahead after this year's legislative and executive actions.
Well, we are optimistic about the future. We have a terrific governor who reformed the children's cabinet in the governor's office, not in the lieutenant governor's office. I think she's really going to bring a focus to children's issues that we haven't had for possibly ever, probably since Alice King was helping Governor King run the state. And, you know, I think that that's going to be really, really important. And the signs that we are seeing from the governor's office and the way the legislature is responding to her initiatives are mostly positive.
Jimenez points to the kids' cabinet as one tool that will bring together agencies to focus on collaboration on children's issues like their health.
One of the other really important things is having a governor like Michelle Lujan Grisham, who recognizes the importance of rebuilding our behavioral health system. I think her leadership in this area is going to be really vital for children and families in our state. Including in that would be the expansion of things like school-based health centers for both physical and behavioral health. The creation of the early childhood and care department, I think, is going to be another terrifically important investment that the state accomplished in 2019.
Jimenez gives credit to former Governor Susana Martinez for initiating the expansion of Medicaid coverage to more children and adults living in poverty. And he says now all but 5% of kids in the state have health insurance. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.